Chris Cottrell with KNDB Sports talking right now with team owner for the Western Nebraska Pioneers. That'd be Chuck Heeman. Chuck, thanks first off for the time this morning. We've got plenty to cover with baseball, but first, frankly, how are you and Myra and the rest of your family, wherever they may be, holding up during these uncertain times right now, man?
You know, health-wise, we're good. I mean, we're following the rules. We're, you know, pretty well, you know, Myra and I are pretty well quarantined up here in Scotts Bluff, and our daughter and son-in-law and the grandkids are the same over in Casper, you know, running our other team there. And so health-wise, we're great. We're jumping out of our skin trying to get baseball going, but so much of this is out of our control. But overall, things are good.
All right, that's great to hear. Now, let's get to the topic at hand, and that is baseball. The Pioneers, frankly, the staple team in the league. Lead in attendance every season, and it's not been close. So that means there are a lot of area fans that are wondering about if we're going to get baseball this summer. It's your job to stay positive and believe, and it's also your job to be realistic and plan for everything. The big caveat here, and you mentioned it, being so much of this is out of your control. But first off, what's the likelihood of an expedition league season this summer?
Well, and you're right. You know, you have to stay positive, and at the same time, you have to be realistic. So we're very positive that we're going to get the season in. I don't think it's going to be the season that we all envisioned. I don't think it's going to be a 64 game season. You know, just common sense and looking at the way things are, it's pretty unlikely that we'll start May 26th. You know, some miracle could happen in the next week or two. But, you know, the realism of it is that we're all looking at, you know, we operate in four states in Canada. So there's a lot of moving parts there. We have different state restrictions, different local restrictions. Obviously, the border crossing in Canada is going to be a factor. So I right now we're looking at an adapted schedule. The league is actually later this week. We're going to have a kind of a large conference call with all of our owners and staff and kind of see where everybody's at, you know, because, again, different states have different restrictions. You know, we're starting to lift some here in Nebraska. Wyoming, they're starting to lift some, whereas, like, North Dakota, they're kind of enforcing those a little harder now. I think they've already canceled their Legion season for the year. So there's a lot to look at, but you know, If things go like they're going, we'll play this year. It may be that we start late, but we also have the luxury of running late. You know, we don't have to stop playing on August 8th. We can play 2 weeks past that. So, you know, again, you've got to balance the situation with what different states and localities are doing. We will never put our fans in a situation where it's unsafe. Myron, I feel if someone came to one of our games and got sick, you know, we can't put people in that position. We're not going to do, we're not going to make people sit 6 feet apart or wear masks. If we have to do that, we're just not going to play. But I don't think that's going to be the case. Again, we're monitoring everything, staying very positive that we will play this season, whether it's 64 games or it's 50 games, 52. You know, we're making a lot of contingency plans, and then we're going to kind of have to decide that at some point.
Now, you mentioned four states and two countries, but really it's bigger than that because the kids that play in this league come from all over the United States, so it's trickier than just the state you're playing in and the countries you're in also, isn't it?
And very much so. And another great point. Where are you getting all this stuff, Chris? That's a great point.
I've had a lot of downtime, Chuck.
But between our 10 teams, you know, you're looking at 500 people. You've got players, you've got coaches, you've got interns that are coming in from all over the country. So you have to look at, you know, what are the situations where they're coming from? What's the situation in California or Texas or Florida or Georgia or wherever all these guys, and we've got players coming in from the East Coast and all over the place. So, you know, some of these guys may not make the trip this summer. And you have to look at that. So what happens if you've got a, you know, 35 person roster and, you know, 10 of them can't, you know, come out, and all of a sudden you got some positions to fill? What do you do? But really, yeah, there's so many moving parts in this, and that is a big factor, because you don't know what they're bringing with them from where they come from. And really, you can't test everybody. You just can't. You know, you really, the reality right now is you can't get a test unless you've already got symptoms. So, how nervous our host family is going to be about bringing in a kid from a different part of the country. Myra's in touch with our host families all the time, and that's a factor. So we're all just kind of waiting for that. So, there's so many different scenarios. It can drive you crazy, and especially when you're sitting in your house alone, just kind of looking at your notepad, saying, "What do I do?" Whatever. You can really go crazy looking at all the scenarios. But at some point, we're going to have to make some decisions. And really, with May coming up, you've got people making travel plans. Players, interns are making travel plans to be here. When are they going to get to town? How much practice time are we going to have before we start? When are we going to start? So we have to start making those decisions pretty soon.
Chris Cottrell visiting with Western Nebraska Pioneers team owner Chuck Heeman. Chuck, how much of an eyebrow raiser was it for you when you saw the Cape Cod League cancel? And I know different parts of the country are different and going through different things and different scenarios, some being hotter spots than others. But for a legendary league like the Cape Cod League to pack it in, that had to raise your eyebrows a little bit.
Oh, yeah, definitely got our attention. And the thing is, they're a little bit of a different operating model. Talent-wise, they are the premier summer league team, and they always will be because they're supported by Major League Baseball, and they bring all the top prospects in. But business-wise, it's a different model. They're not worried about fans. They're not worried about selling tickets or sponsorships or anything like that. It's run by volunteers. So it's a little bit of a different business model than what we do. But, yeah, there's a couple of the lower-level leagues that are leagues where the players – pay a fee to play, and again, it's run by volunteers. A couple of those was canceled out, but when the Cape Cod League says, "Hey, we're not doing this," you've really got to, you've got to take things a little more seriously.
Okay, so one thing you mentioned earlier was you will not put fans at risk, whether that be seating by social distancing or wearing masks, or if there are certain restrictions on the number of people that can be gathered in one place. So at some point, leaders or decision makers will have laid their laws for the time being down, and then it probably falls on you and the league and people in charge to kind of sift through all that information and make the decision that's best. So under what circumstances, again, if we could drill down just a tiny bit, would you not play baseball?
I think that would be the deal breaker right there. If I've got kids and I want to take them out to a ball game, but I'm nervous about going out, I'm nervous about being 6 feet apart, I'm not going to a ball game. I'll stay home or I'll go somewhere else. I think that would be the deal breaker right there. And again, that might be a Steve Wagner question more than me, but really we've all talked about this to death over the last 2 months, and that's really the bottom line. We're not going to put our staff, our players, our fans in a situation where they have to be scared to go to a baseball game.
So
there's no point in doing it if you're in that situation.
So obviously, and we started this off talking about the four-letter word that's so key here, hope. Yes, we need baseball. We want baseball. But you guys have to do what's best for everybody involved. And first and foremost, and you guys have been great about it since getting to town, what's first and foremost is the fans. So let's say there isn't a season. Can the Expedition League afford not having a season? What does that do to the league?
That's a good question too. And again, it's things we've discussed. We've had talks with all of our markets, and you look at the quick. I don't want to bore people with economics, but if you don't have a season, you also don't have the expenses of a season. You don't have hotel bills, bus bills, things like that. So really, if we didn't have a season, we're back up and running in September like we would be anyway to prepare for 2021. Fortunately, some of us have been able to take advantage of some of the disaster relief funding. Some of us have not quite yet, but that's an option even moving down the road. None of us are sitting on a giant pile of cash, and that's no secret to anybody. But really, we're almost into May. If we didn't play, it wouldn't be good for any of us. but we've already kind of gone through the roster of the 10 teams, and all 10 would be back for 2021. And so then we would work with our season ticket holders and our corporate partners to kind of, you know, extend their investment over into 2021. And then that would hurt because then we wouldn't have that income for 2021. So that probably would take us 2 years to dig out of this. But, you know, none of us that I'm aware of, I mean, we've all had this conversation among the league members, and all of us are going to be around for 2021.
Well, that's great news, regardless of what happens here in the coming weeks or months as far as this summer season's concerned. There's nothing to fret about long-term viability of this league. So in talking with Coach Sires or some of the kids that are expected to be on the roster and in town, I know it's a holding pattern, but is everybody comfortable with traveling and coming as long as they get the go-ahead from their state or whatever restrictions they need lifted to get here? Is everybody comfortable with coming?
You know, it's funny because, you know, ball players being ball players, they're 18, 19, 20 years old. They'll run through a wall. You know, they can't wait to get here. So we really ended up having more conversations with the parents than the kids, you know. And again, you have to be able to assure them that they're, number one, coming from a safe situation and coming into a safe situation. So if we can get that assurance on both ends, we haven't had a single player say they're not coming. And so, you know, we've got to make that, again, we've got to make that decision. At some point it's going to be, okay, we're at X date, you know, here's your situation in Texas or wherever it is. What are we going to do? Because these guys have to make travel plans. They've got to get lined up with host families. They've got to get here and get ready. So right now, I know on our two teams, we haven't had a single player back out.
And on top of it, of course, these guys are ready to go because many of them didn't get much of a college season if they were even getting playing time to begin with. So they need these ABs and innings on the mound.
Yeah, especially like junior college players that are trying to get into another school. They don't have stats. They don't have tape. They don't have video. A lot of these guys only played 10, 12 games, if that. So some of the northern teams up in this part of the country barely got started before they had to shut down. Some of the teams in warmer parts of the country, they got, you know, 10, 15 games in. So it's really important if they can play to play and get seen by somebody. So you know, obviously if we can play and we're in a situation where people are safe and assured they're safe to come to the ballpark, we'll play. If not, there's no point in doing it.
Yeah, wrapping up right now, Chris Cottrell with Western Nebraska Pioneers team owner Chuck Heeman. Chuck, I think we've covered just about everything. We've covered both sides of this. Any certain message you want to send out to area baseball fans, your season ticket holders, or backers of the Pioneers and the community in general?
Well, the main thing is stay safe. You know, we run a baseball team. You know, in the grand scheme of this whole thing, we're a distraction to come out and have some fun and get away from things. You know, the main thing is stay safe and everybody do what we need to do to get, you know, not just us, but everybody up and running again. You know, we're looking at some pretty historic levels of unemployment and businesses being hurt by this. You know, we're a blip on the radar compared to that. So take care of yourselves and let's get through this and we'll all come out better on the other side. And you know, we'll do what we can to play this year. And again, if it's not to be, it's not to be. So much of it is out of our control, as it is with everything else. We'll do everything we can. If for some reason we do not play, we'll come back strong in 2021 and make it even better. But the main thing is stay safe. You know, take care of your families. Take care of your people.
Appreciate the time, Chuck, as always. I know, and speaking of that word time, the times are wild right now. We appreciate your positivity. And, boy, sure look forward and hope for baseball. But I think it's always good to be prepared for what might not be as well. So thanks for the time. Always great to catch up. And when there's more on this topic, we'll do it again.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Chris. I appreciate the time.